24 Cross Media.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Hi.
We just want to give a special shout out to our friend Joe Carney today,
who's been
helping us
shout
with
out.
All of our IT issues.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe. Today we were having some serious technical issues with our equipment, and I texted him immediately, and I was like, can I call you, please?
He killed it.
And he totally called to help us out. So thanks, Joe. You're the best.
And Joe's also in the band 90 Proof, the country band.
Yeah, they're super
dope.
Good.
Yeah. They're so dope.
Yeah, they have a show at Old Savannah on April 9th. So you
Old
guys
Savannah
should,
in Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston. So you guys should check it out. Check out their Facebook page, 90 Proof.
Yep. So anyway, thanks, Joe.
Yes, you're the best.
So how was your weekend, Tiff?
It was good. It was a good weekend, as opposed to most weekends have been. I laid low.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I got blocked by this guy. So you know what I did?
What's that?
I applied to his job. See you in the morning, bitch.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. I hate when a lot of things happen.
Yeah? Like, what's what number one? Like, what's one of the biggest things you hate that happens?
Well, I'm crazy. You already know.
Yeah, slightly. I think we're all a little crazy.
I don't love when I message somebody and they don't answer. Like, you have a little bit of time to answer. There's a time frame here that I find acceptable. If
right.
you're not working, you could be working and I would find that more acceptable. But if you're just not answering and then you're posting on your social media, that means you have your phone.
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. That's why I like not having social media, really, because then I don't know when I'm not being texted back.
That's weird. You just posted to your Instagram story, your Facebook, and you still don't respond to my text message.
All right. But do you Ouch. Think that we're just crazy? Like, there are people just crazy to think, like, you're supposed to text me back? Or, like, how do you feel about that?
Like, you think that's too high of an expectation?
Like, is it too high of an expectation? Like, I'm curious, in your opinion. Do you think it's a high expectation
to
think?
So, if I'm talking to this person and we're dating, like, that's definitely not too high of an expectation no, for you to not.
I'd say that's probably true. But if you guys are just like talking, then it's okay. Or would you? I mean, obviously, I know that we, and I'm sure most people, are going to get a little salty about that.
Yeah, I don't think it's too high of an expectation.
No, yeah. I don't like that shit.
Answer me.
I actually had a friend who would constantly check like the active status of someone on Facebook to see like, oh, so they're active on Facebook, but text me back. I'm like, damn, sometimes that shit's wrong. Can't trust everything.
Is it wrong though?
I'd like to say it could be.
I do think that because maybe my phone's open somewhere and I'm totally not paying attention to it and doing something else. So that could be true.
Yeah, or there's like a delay.
On that one, for sure.
Yeah. I think, yeah, people definitely go like OD with that shit. Like, I don't even want to, like, look at your Facebook active status so that I'm not even tempted to act crazy. I don't want to be tempted. Yeah, no, that's not my favorite thing. And, like, what about, like, so, okay, so that's not too high of an expectation, I guess. What are some other, like, high expectations, you think?
If people are going on dates?
Yeah, I guess if you're dating someone, maybe just going on dates.
I think it's too high of an expectation to expect the man to pay all the time.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree. I'm a person that would definitely like offer or attempt or be like, no, I got it.
Or pretend you're gonna.
Yeah, or even at least attempt. I like to call it an attempt rather than a pretend.
I just think it gets so expensive. If you're going out on a date with somebody three times a week.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's why I would not be. Like, I think guys do that way more than girls. Like, yeah, girls probably go on multiple dates, but they're getting paid for probably each time where a guy is putting that out. So let's say you go on three dates that week. Let's say each date, minimum $100 for dinner. You're spending $300 on dates that week? Mm. Fuck those bitches.
What's another expectation?
I don't know. What are some other expectations? Oh, I got a good one. Oh. Like, I mean, we talked about, like, having sex on the first date. Like, that's always an expectation, I feel like. Kissing? What about kissing? Like, kissing on a first date?
This is how I know I'm getting old, right? Because when I was younger, I'd just be like, kisses for everybody. Like, Oprah, you get one. You get one.
Kisses for everyone. And now
I'm older, and I'm like, I made it 35 years without any herpes on my lip, and I'm not about to ruin that record. So not everybody's getting a kiss.
I know. I'm over here examining your lips. Like, can you send me a picture?
And I also think it's, like, intimate. Like, I don't just want to kiss you.
Yeah, I mean,
if we had a bomb first date, I'm down.
But yeah, if it was a good first date, I can't like automatically say I go into every like first date thinking I'm going to definitely kiss this person. But I think
that awkwardness when you get dropped off from a date and it's like, are you walking me to the door? Are you not? Do you think you're getting invited in? Are you not?
Do I think I'm inviting you in?
Thinking about it on the ride home, you know? You're like, trying to keep a conversation while thinking about what's about to happen or play out or how it's going to or what you want to do.
That's the part. Like, I used to pride myself in not being an overthinker, but I've actually changed my opinion on that because I definitely am an overthinker. Like, no doubt about it. I'm the worst. As I try not to even think because I'm like, I can't think because if I'm thinking, like, don't make me talk.
I think if you think too much too, you talk yourself out of things.
Yeah.
You start to think of different scenarios that are not realistic.
Right. Like you said, and I mean, I know you're not the creator of the saying, but you know, you say it all the time. You miss like 100% of the opportunities you don't take, which is totally true. Yeah.
'Cause I believe that.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that happens? You take a chance, it doesn't work out, and you're right where you started.
Right.
You don't lose anything by doing that.
It just depends because I'm a person that doesn't like rejection. So it's like I'm usually not attempting something if I think that it's going to be like a no. I'm like, all right,
but
I'm not.
You'd be surprised how many times I thought, you know, I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't take the shot because I definitely, this person's out of my league and they're totally down.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody's out of anybody's league. Everybody's in the same situation. Everybody's self-conscious about something. Everybody's worried about something or thinks that about everybody and then just works out.
Yeah, I agree. I think that everybody is worried about that. You know, and if you're not worried about that, then you obviously don't give a fuck about anything in life at all. Yeah, I'm totally worried about that. But I am so in my head that I'm just like, I'm just not doing it. I don't need any fucking chances or shots around here. Something's going to fall into my lap. Yeah. But
this isn't really an expectation, but things also I don't like about dating recently is like understand the words. Who was that? Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. Where he's like, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Yes.
Like if I'm telling you right in the beginning, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then we Netflix and chill or we go out on dates or we go to barbecues together. Or we do whatever we're doing. I still meant what I said about that. It's not a challenge. It's not like I don't want a relationship right now. Challenge. And you're like, challenge accepted. And then your feelings are hurt in a couple of weeks when you're like, I love you. Do you want to be my girlfriend? And I'm like, fuck no, because I told you I didn't want to do that. Well, like, you've been doing relationship things. That's what you said, but we've been doing relationship things. Okay, but I still said I didn't want to be in a relationship.
Right. Yeah, actually, I had a friend who went through a situation like this where the girl was very specific about, like, it being just, you know, friends with benefits, like, mm-hmm. straight up, you know? And, you know, after, like, a week or two, like, they did relationship things, which I'm using air quotes on that. Relationship things. We can talk about what that is in a second. But they were doing relationship things, and then all of a sudden the guy got in his head, like, ooh, you know, like, she obviously wants to be with me. And she's like, no, I still don't.
Yeah, that's where you fuck up.
Yeah, that's
and most of the time what it means is, I just don't want a relationship with you.
Yeah, that is true. Because honestly, like, it's very few and far between that there is a person that does not want one. Like, they may not want, exactly like you said, they don't want one with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but they're looking for what they're looking for. Right. You know, somebody who doesn't have a lot of time. Let's say they're a busy person. So they don't have a lot of time for, like, a girlfriend. Might need a girlfriend that also doesn't have a lot of time so that they can, you know, that one's not so just hanging out, around, yeah. You know, like, waiting for the other one to always be free. So, yeah, I agree with that. Just, it depends. But the thing is, like, we really have to pay attention to what people are saying. Even girls, you know, like, girls all the time, I think probably worse than guys, honestly, are just, like, not understanding, like, what somebody is saying or, like, what they mean. Like, for instance, like, getting a call at 1 or 2 a.m., like, and that's it. Right. Like, what does that mean?
Like, girl, you are not a roach. They do not only need to see you at night.
Right. Like, I do not do walk-ins, motherfucker. This is appointments only. Like, you're obviously just getting called for that specific purpose. So, like, it doesn't mean anything.
I mean, is that not obvious at now?
I mean, it is obvious. I just think some people don't realize it. But also,
people convince themselves that it's something else. This is all made up. They make up fantasies and romanticize people in their heads instead of looking at the facts.
Yeah.
And if you looked at the facts, less people would get hurt.
Right. Like, yeah, like, I'm not going to be mean to you. Like, when we're together, I'm not going to be like a dick.
Right.
So it's like, of course you're not noticing that I don't want a relationship when we're together because I'm being a regular person, you know, but then when you're not here, like.
I'm being a regular person to other people.
No, we would not do that.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just saying that's some people's situation.
Right. But we would do that.
Right. I didn't know where you were going. I thought maybe you wanted me to help you with your lie. I'm not sure.
No, I just need you to help me with that lie. I was just
trying to co-sign it for you. That's my teammate. Get
that's
it?
That's my teammate. Hashtag that's my teammate. Yeah, no, but yeah, I just think, like, I've known people that have said, like, oh, he loves me. He loves me. Like, so when do you go over? You go over at 11 p.m. He makes you bring all the alcohol with you. And, like, you're doing the drive. Never does he come to you. Like, he's doing zero work. Besides laying down some D game.
Right.
But, like, that doesn't... I mean, sometimes that makes up for things. But not if you, like the guy. If you like the guy. I mean, if you're just hooking up, as long as it's good.
If we're just hooking up, then we're both hooking up, and that's the benefit.
Right.
If we're just hooking up, and I'm buying you stuff and doing stuff for you, that's not... Then the game changes. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But that's why, like, I feel like I'm not one to make a first move. You know, like, I'm not gonna, even when it comes to, like, kissing, I mean, unless I was, like, really, really wanting to do it, then I'm jumping on your ass and I'm fucking kissing you, but, like, I'm not one to make the first move. Like, I'm not gonna be the first one to, like, buy something. I'm also not usually the first person to be like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? Because, why? Like, because I don't like rejection. I really don't. I'm over here like, what if he says no? I mean, I guess the worst that happens is he says no.
So it's not like you asked him out on Facebook public in front of everybody and he said no. And now everybody knows you got rejected. Only you know that.
I know, but I'm.
And how many people shoot their shot at you and you say no?
No one ever shoots their shot at me.
That's a lie.
They don't. Nobody wants me.
You're lying.
I'm not.
I seen your DMs. It's like the NBA draft in there. People are shooting their shots everywhere.
You just wish that you could, like, open up your DMs though and, like, have a goodie in there. Like, you have,
yeah,
like,
because I feel like every time I open it, I'm like,
like, who? What?
People are crawling out of the woodworks. I haven't seen since, like, high school.
Yeah, but not me. Nobody shoots their shot. I don't know who you got me mistaken with, but it's not me.
But you've told somebody no in the past, I'm sure.
Yes,
obviously. You want to lie, I'll go along with you. Okay.
No, yeah, I mean, I've definitely said no, but,
and they're still alive and they're still shooting their shot with other people now.
Yeah,
so
they are.
It's crazy. I was in love with this guy in high school, like, in love with him. Right?
Not you don't fall in love.
He was like a senior and I was like freshman and I was like, this, oh god, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I never did anything about it because I was a freshman and I had, like, braces and I started high school on crutches and I wore clothes that didn't fit. Wore sweatpants.
Probably
looked
like
day.
A boy.
Yeah, I looked like a boy. But fast forward to the glow up, right? And I end up running into him in a bar and I shot my shot the one day and it worked. And I got it. And I was like, goal achieved.
Goal achieved.
Bucket list, check.
Right. It is always nice when your goal is achieved. Like, if there's that person that you've wanted to talk to and then it happens and you're like, what? And then you realize they ain't shit.
Like, then he left me. Then he left me and got engaged. So it didn't, like, really work out.
No,
you know,
it didn't work
cool.
out.
Got what I mission accomplished on my behalf.
Yeah. So,
you know what else I don't like?
What?
Subliminals.
Subliminals.
And this
are
isn't
the
just
worst.
Dating. Like, friend groups are the worst with subliminals. Also, but it's almost one of the reasons I hate social media.
Mm-hmm.
Just at me. If you have something to say and you can't actually say it to my face or text it to me and you want to post social, like, a sub on Facebook or something, just at me. So I know it's to me.
Right.
I already know it's to me, but just at me.
Right. Yeah. I hate subliminals. They are so annoying. Like, what the fuck? I will just ignore them.
Like, I mean, that's what I do. It's like, sometimes I heart them just to be a dick.
Or I'll be like, I know, don't you hate when people do that? Now I'm going to do even more of what you hate. Because I know for a fact you hate it. Yeah, no, I don't fuck with subliminals. I think they're so fucking annoying. Unless like a cute subliminal. And then I'm still kind of like, can't you just like shout me out?
It could be a good subliminal, but it's still like, just tag me in it then.
Yeah, but the baddies.
Give me the credit.
I know. I'm like, I want everybody to know who's pissing you the fuck off. I'm taking full credit for this.
I put a lot of work into you being irritated by this, so I'm going to need the credit.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I fucking hate them. So, you know, another thing I hate, actually, while we're talking about things I hate, which is a very random thing to hate, but I hate when I call someone's phone and it like rings and goes to voicemail and it's like, you have reached 845. And I'm like, bitch, I fucking know who I reached. I dialed it. Like, can I know who I reached just in case I got the wrong number?
Okay. So there's, do you want my response to this? Cause it's a two-parter. Are you ready?
Yes. One, I'm always ready.
I would prefer for there to be a voice message from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Yeah. Like, hello, this is Tiffany.
Right.
You have not reached me.
Number two. Yours is definitely your fucking number. Are you kidding me right now?
You're right.
You hate that, and that's your voice now.
But honestly, I didn't realize that. I did not, because I never fucking call my own phone. So, like, I didn't realize.
So, did you think they were just going to, like, put a message of your voice on there? You have to do that yourself.
I thought I did.
You're such an idiot.
I really thought I did, but like then when we tested that out and I realized like, oh, mine is my number. Like, so everybody, I'm awkward. A fucking hypocrite. So that thing I hate, I also do it. Yeah, it's terrible. So, you know, something else I want to talk about? I want to talk about like attention.
Okay.
So you have said before in the past, like everybody likes attention. Everybody wants attention.
Everybody likes to be favored.
Yeah. Everybody does like to be favored. I agree with that. I mean, I personally like attention.
Cause it could be somebody that you aren't head over heels for, but like the terms of endearment and the attention.
Right. Well, people talk about love languages. And do you know your love language?
Can you tell me what the love languages are?
Do you have your phone by you so you can Google all of them? Because I only know like a few. So there's like,
well, what's yours?
Touching is one. Words of affirmation. That one is mine. Acts of service. So that's like doing things. So somebody who's like cleaning up around the house, mowing the lawn, like, you know, is that the type of person that like really grinds your gears, I guess you can say. And then there's two more. I can't remember what they are, but one of them I think is like gifts or something, like receiving gifts.
That's definitely not mine.
No, not mine either.
It makes me so uncomfortable. I never want to buy me stuff.
Yeah, I definitely don't want a gift.
Okay, so the five love languages are words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service. What does that mean, really? Oh, anything that like doing stuff for me. Your responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Receiving gifts. So definitely not receiving gifts is not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I like words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's mine.
And I guess I like acts of service, physical touch, and quality time. The problem is that I'm so busy, honestly, in my like real life that I would like to give people more time than I actually can give them. So I hate that saying, you know, if they had time for you or if they wanted you, they'd make time. Like, okay, but my job doesn't allow me to make the time that I want to make for people sometimes.
Yeah, and I could go either way with that, honestly, because...
Texting and calling, I can do that all day. Like, if you want, you know, my attention, I can make you... I can...
Well, and I think that's it.
Let you know I care, but I can't just clear my schedule all the time. It's not that kind of job.
Right, and I think that's it, though, because I am kind of on, like, both sides of it, because I agree, like, sometimes your schedule just doesn't mesh well with the other person, so that's fine. But there's other ways that you can show someone attention. Exactly like you said, reaching out, like, texting... Like, you don't have your phone on you because I think we all at this point know that everybody has their phone on them. So, unless you have a job that you can't keep your phone on you,
I'm totally against getting an Apple Watch. I just feel like I don't need to be that connected to my phone. I don't like it.
See, I got an Apple Watch and I got the watch because I wanted to, like, use it for tracking workouts, kind of like a Fitbit. But I was like, why wouldn't I just get the watch? So, I love my watch, but it does make you, like, way more connected. You know, I do truly want to just, like, turn my phone off for one full day and call it a day. So if I do that, just don't be surprised.
I won't miss you.
I don't know why you lie to me so much.
But yeah, so back to what we were saying. So there's been guys that obviously have work schedules and stuff that don't mm-hmm. match mine, or I'm sure you've talked to guys that, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's been people who, like, literally the polar opposite schedules as me. But there are just other ways that you can kind of reach out. So I'm, like, on the fence about that because, yeah, I mean, we all know that it goes back to the whole, like, okay, so you can't reach out to me, but you're posting on your fucking social media, whatever. Like, at that point, I'm just not worrying about it. Like, it's probably going to be, like, 2 times that I see that, and then I'm like, bye. I'm not one to give a lot of time. You know, so it's, like, after, because I don't want to be, my feelings are certainly not about to be hurt. So, like, before I even have that chance to get my feelings hurt, I'm gonna just head out.
And I'm competitive as like competitive.
You are competitive.
So I always want what I can't have.
Yeah, you do.
That's an issue.
So like what specific things have you done? Like what are these? I'd love to hear just like 1 or 2 or 3 things that you've done.
Done to who?
So like, okay,
I haven't necessarily talk about- done anything, but there's people that I've stopped talking to and then somebody else starts talking to them and I'm like,
knock, knock, knock.
Excuse me. I'm actually still here.
Yeah, like, I don't know what you're doing, but, like, the second I get him back,
I'm like, change my mind again.
See, that's annoying, actually, now that we're talking about it, because that's, like, a thing I wanted to talk about.
A lot of people do that. I think it's you want what you can't have type of thing.
Yeah, you want what you can't have, which I understand the human need for that, but it's annoying for, like, the other person. So I just think, like, more people need to be a little bit more respectful of that, because...
Of course it's annoying, but you're only thinking about yourself.
Right. And I'm thinking about myself specifically.
Okay.
And like they're thinking about, I don't know what the fuck. Cause okay. So I'll use an example of a story that I have. Okay. So I was talking to this guy who had broke up with him and his wife had separated. Uh-huh. Cool. They're going through a divorce, about to be divorced. Okay. Very cool. Like awesome. They do not like each other anymore. They hate each other. She's a hoe, like all this other stuff. Cool. But then like we're hanging out and we maybe only like talked for like 2 weeks. So there was no time invested really, but we hang out and like I can just tell from our conversations that he's obviously still in love with her. And obviously like if she wanted him back, he's going to be like, yeah, you can come back. So I couldn't be a part of that situation, had to go. But what he had told me was that he had already tried to talk to people in the past. And she did that exact thing. As soon as he's talking to somebody, she wants to come back. And that's just so fucking annoying because she would stay for what, a week, he said, and then she'd leave again. Mm-hmm. So it's annoying. It's annoying for the other person, like me, for instance, in this case, where like I'm trying to get to know somebody and the stupid bitch keeps coming back. But what you're saying is like you've been that stupid bitch. Okay, cool. Sorry. Okay, well, fuck you.
Usually I'm the stupid bitch.
I'm going to take this out on you.
Okay.
I think you're an asshole.
Okay.
But it's also not just like the stupid bitch's fault because she's only doing what he's allowing her to do. Mm-hmm. So like he's like, yeah, I really want you back. And I'm like, you know what? You deserve to be fucked over. Like I can't wait until this happens again.
I mean, but it also has happened to me. Don't get it twisted.
Where you've been talking to somebody and then they were like, bye. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, it's not fun. So basically like that's why people should not start dating until they actually are stable in their mother head. Because right. Like this back and forth game is not it. It's not it. Like I'm way too cute to be playing that game. So yeah, that was highly annoying. But you know, having what you know, wanting what you can't have or wanting something. So that's really fucking annoying. I hate that shit. But aside from being wanting what you can't have or being the person who's like, you know, I don't want a relationship. I just want to have fun. There's also the stage 5 clinger. Have you ever dealt with a stage 5
have
clinger?
Have I ever? I feel like that's all I get. The hell? You know what I hate? I hate when it's like you worked and you want to go stop and have a drink. And you want to call this person like, hey, can we stop? Can we stop and have a drink?
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is, you can't just have a drink and go home separately. Then it turns into this thing like, oh, do you want to go back to your house and hang out? Do you want to watch a movie? And I'm like, no, I'm tired. Okay, well, we can just lay on the couch and watch a movie. Like, no, I don't want this. This is what I wanted. I wanted to go for a drink and I wanted to go home alone. And now I'm in this situation where you're trying to give me 17 options. That means you can still spend more time with me and I don't want to. And I hate that. And I have problems saying no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a yes person.
Yeah.
So I get into these situations. I can't get out of them.
Yeah, no. I think the stage 5 clinger is terrible. I'm not one. I've never been one. Have you ever been one?
No.
Mm-mm. Seemed like I didn't believe that.
No, I definitely haven't.
Okay. No, I haven't, you know, because that's the thing is like once I even catch like a whiff of a vibe, I'm like, poosh.
Yeah. You are pretty good at that.
I am out.
I might hold on for a little bit longer, but I don't.
No, I can't hold on. I got to go. And it's kind of like along like the lines of like ghosting almost, you know, like after a while you just kind of like have to because, you know, like they're not catching the vibe at all. Right. And you're like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, stage five clinger is horrible. I'll never be one. Mm-mm. Never been one. So, yeah. But, well, that's good. I can't say that I've dealt with like a hard body stage five clinger, but, you know, there are people that are definitely like more interested than I am or will ever be. So. Don't be a stage five clinger, everybody.
Like, pick up the vibe. I wish everybody could just read each other's vibe.
Right. I think I'm really good about reading people and the vibes, and I think that's why I'm usually maybe even too good at times.
If people could read each other's vibes better and be in tune with each other, everybody would have bomb sex.
Yeah, they would have the most bomb sex.
Because that's when you have the best sex.
You really do. Like, I don't know. I pride myself.
Feeling somebody or understanding right. Like, what's going on.
Well, I really think, like, being a massage therapist is also really helpful because for years I'm, like, literally in tune, like, mentally and physically with this person's body. Like, what would I want if I was their body and I know what they like? So I agree that people really should get better at that. But a lot of people don't give a fuck. They're like, I just want my dick in here and call it a day if they even get it that far.
So that's funny because I was talking to one of my guy friends this week and he told me that guys don't know if they actually like a girl until after they come for the first time, with that person.
Interesting. You know, because you're thinking with the wrong,
right? Yeah. And I was like, wow.
This is like a secret. Is this a guy's secret? That's probably
true. So, you know, because you're thinking with the wrong head up until that point.
Right.
You're like, and then there's like that initial moment of clarity when you come, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, either I want to keep spending time with this person. Like, so you already came and you then know this girl I want to still see. I want to still spend time with. Or you're like, fuck, that was a mistake.
Right.
Can't do that anymore.
Right. You know, I get that. That actually makes a lot of sense that people would, you know, they think that you're cool and everything, but they don't know if they really can like fuck with you. And I think it's the same for girls too. You know, I've met a lot of cool people, but then like as soon as you might sleep with them, it's like, oh, yeah, let go.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, we can hang out again.
Right. It was interesting to know because I've had a couple situations that I hate to admit because this makes me feel bad about myself, mm-hmm. where like guys couldn't get hard.
Girl, join the fucking club. Right.
And then I know this has happened more than just to me, so it makes me feel a little better, but not really good.
No, it's not good.
Know we've said before, like if I'm sitting here and I'm naked and you're not already hard, that's a problem. Then if I'm sucking it and you're still not hard, now I feel like I'm the problem clearly.
Yeah, if you're sucking it, like, I'm sorry, guys, like I get it, you know what, I get it that everybody like you, I don't understand what it's like for a guy. You're fucking right, I don't, because I'm a fucking girl and I'm always like available. Like a hole is a hole. I'm just fucking a wet hole laying around town.
That's what I'm gonna call you from now on.
The wet hole.
Who are you hanging out with today? My wet hole.
But like, so I get it, but at the end of the day, like, you have had this dick for years
and guys come every time,
right? Like, that's the thing is, like, if there's like things that guys are like great at, like there's something, and I get this equality of women and men, like, you girls wanted it, here it is, you know, like everybody should be equal. Okay, but there's just gonna be some things that guys are better at, and that's A, like being coming. Stronger and B, coming. Like, you were born for this,
you're
bro.
You're gonna beat me in a race and you're supposed to come every time.
Right.
So when those are not happening, I don't feel good about me.
Right. Like, even if I was a transgender and joined a swimming team.
Fuck that.
I could still beat you because I'm a dude.
Right. Okay. And that whole Leah Thomas thing's got me hot.
Yeah. Well,
you were ranked like 462 as a man. And now you're ranked 1 as a woman. You can be a woman, but you shouldn't be allowed. Your genetic makeup is not that of a woman.
Right.
Period. Yeah. You can identify as one. Your brain can be one, but your body is not.
Right. Definitely.
Did you see her on the podium?
Mm-hmm.
She's like 4 feet over everybody else. Like, of course you swim faster. You could basically jump in and be halfway down the pool. Right. The fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so fucked for the girls that have been doing this their whole life and trying and having a goal. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, but exactly. So, like, as for a guy, you know, to be able to come, like, you're made to do this. Like, you can do it yourself, you know, when I'm not there. So, I agree.
Yeah, like, you can jerk off and come. So, I'm here naked and it doesn't work?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the problem. And, like, so, okay, I can understand that. And here's the thing I've always heard. Like, they're in their head. Like, what are you in your head? What are you thinking about? Because you're not obviously thinking about my naked body and my mouth on your dick.
So, what are you, what's like, the problem? What, like, could you possibly be in your head about?
Right. I would really like some people to let me know about that. Like, if anybody wanted to, like, write to us and let us know, like.
I almost don't want them to write to us because what if they tell us we're the problem?
This happens to
nobody but you two.
All right, maybe some girls can write into us and tell us how many of them this has happened to, because this is turning into a pandemic, okay? And I'm not getting down with this
anymore.
So, like, not being able to get hard, not being able to stay hard. Like, I hooked up with this guy, like, a while, like, forever ago, right? And he was not fully hard, like, at all. Like, not even one time was he fully hard. And I'm thinking, like, I know that you're not. So, like, we'll just talk about it later. So, like, we talked about it later, and I was like, hey, like, you weren't hard. And he was like, yes, I was. What do you mean I wasn't hard? I'm like, I know this is a joke.
This is a joke right now.
Like, so two things. Either A, you're just a dick who doesn't like to accept positive feedback. Or B, that really is how hard you get, and I feel terrible for you.
I don't believe that. You know if it's hard or not. Come on.
Right. I'm like, okay, you're a liar. So that's why, like, that had always made me, like, really hesitant to admit things to guys, because I'm like, well, what if they don't agree? Like, I told this guy one time that his dick wasn't fully hard, and all of a sudden he's like swearing up and down it was. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I wasn't there for that part. I guess I missed that scene. Like, what the fuck? But if I'm actually sucking your dick and it's not getting hard, I am literally upset.
Yeah.
Like, so upset.
Talk about upset.
Like, it has to happen. And so, like, how many times do you think you'd go back to the same guy before you didn't go back again?
I think you get two shots.
Yeah, two? I think it's two also.
Because, I mean, so the first time you have it's a fluke. Maybe you're too drunk. Maybe
drunk, I can understand every time.
You take Viagra and you didn't know that this was about to go down and you were unprepared.
Right. But I hope you don't have to take that.
Right. But I'm just.
But yeah, maybe options, you did.
Okay?
Right,
so
right.
Drunk. Maybe you didn't take your pill. Maybe you were in your head about something that day and it was just not happening. I don't know. But I'm only going back one more time before I want to.
This is done.
Before I want to end my life.
Yeah, before this is now.
I'm going to give you one more chance to let you make me feel bad about myself.
Right, because I'm the only one feeling bad. Like, you may be upset because you, and I get that they're upset too. They're embarrassed. They're upset. Right. Like, let's think about me also, because I'm upset. Like, what?
Right.
So, okay. So you'd go back like twice. Okay. I'd say I'd probably go back. Like, okay, first time a fluke. So, you know, maybe you just thought, oh my God, she's so hot. Like, I just don't know if I can please her. That's what I imagine that. They think in their heads, like, okay. She's just so hot.
I'm gonna start telling myself that. Bree, how was last night? You know, I was just too hot.
Yeah,
I was
he just couldn't handle all this,
so he just knew not to even try, I guess.
Right. So that is what I tell myself. But if it keeps happening,
but
like,
the
it's
second
not
time, you and I both know what happened the first time. So now the second time, you're prepared, you gotta bring it. And then if you don't bring it the second time, I don't know what to tell you after that.
Yeah, it's not gonna be a third time.
Right. Because I remember we had this conversation and you said something about, like, I can't. The guy, you were like, is this going to keep happening? The guy was like, I hope not. And you said something about, like, I can't. Something off of hope. I don't remember what it was, but it was.
Well, I don't remember what it was either, but exactly. Like, I need, like, actual factual data.
Right.
Like, can I get a fucking date? Like, you know how I like my numbers, bro? I need countdowns before you're about to come in my mouth. I need a specific date in which you think you're going to get hard.
You really need dates and times and
I've
numbers.
Got color-coded spreadsheets all over this fucking computer.
You're really into Excel.
Oh, God, it's terrible. But yeah, so aside from not getting hard and not staying hard, there's also the epidemic that's sweeping the nation, which is not being able to come.
Oh, that's just another one for me.
Like, why?
I don't know, because you're supposed to do this every time. Like me, I might not. And also, and that's okay expected. With it. That's expected. Yeah. It's harder for girls.
And I am okay with it too. But are you okay with me not coming? Because I know damn well you wouldn't be.
I'm not okay with you not coming.
No, I'm 100% not okay with that. Like, I will not hook up with a guy who's not going to come.
Right.
I will not do it. No. Like, in no world am I ever okay with a guy not coming.
No, it makes me feel shitty. Just like, as shitty as you not getting hard.
Right. And I have had guys say, like, you know, I don't, like, usually come from sex or something. And it's like, that's not acceptable. That's
then the why only are we way doing this?
Right. Because I'm not okay with us just, like, having oral. I'm sorry, I'm not.
What is...
Like, I need the dick in my body and not just my mouth. And you don't need to eat me out for 5 fucking hours. Like, I want you up here immediately.
Right. That's how I feel. Like, that's how I feel.
Like, in no world do I not want that. Like, if I'm coming over to, like, hook up with you, we need to be having sex. And if we're not, that's fine. But, like, I'm not going to come.
Like, some guys over. That can only come in certain positions, like girls.
Yeah, I think there are some guys. I actually had a friend who could, like, only come a specific way. And I was like, I don't like that. Like, that way doesn't work for me. Like, that's not going to work for me.
What so, way was it?
So it was, like, being on top of him, but, like basically, like, almost, like, sliding, like, back and forth, like
oh, yeah,
from, like, his, like, waist to, like, his knees. Like, if you were just, like, almost, like, grinding in a way, but not, like, super okay. grindy. It was just, like... The way, and I'm sitting here thinking like, ugh. Like, ow. First of all, you're really gripping my hips hard, bro.
There's probably some positions that feel better for girls that don't for guys.
Right.
And honestly, like, what was God thinking? Like, how unfair. Like, why didn't you just make the position feel good for both people?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, there are obviously positions that feel good for everybody, but like guys who specifically have to come in a certain way. There's not many of them. I haven't met many guys where like, I can only come if you ride me or like,
no,
I can
but
only
I've met
come.
A lot of girls that need to be in a certain position.
Yeah. Tons of girls. Like I could tell you just like a secret, like a position that would always work for me is me on top and I'm grinding on you. But I know that grinding isn't necessarily like a great position for guys. Like I wonder, do guys, some guys I think like the grinding, but I think that more people would first prefer thing, like an up and down.
First thing I would do if I woke up with a dick, like after I called you to come over and have sex, would be like, I need you to do this because it feels really good for me and I just need to understand why it doesn't for them.
So second thing that you're doing is we're testing out positions. Yeah. Okay? But if you don't get hard and stay hard, Bree, I'm fucking out.
I know.
You ain't getting a second chance. You got like, one
oh
day with
God,
this dick.
They do get in their head. It just doesn't work, Tim. Right. I don't know.
But yeah, no, it's so that position will work every time for me, but it's not super comfortable, I think, for every guy because it could probably feel like Indian burn or something. So I don't particularly like to do it. And like, even though I know it would work for me every time, just because I don't think that they would like it. But, you know, I don't know. Do you think they prefer like grinding or up and down?
I think up and down.
What do you prefer? Like if
grinding.
Oh, okay.
But I know that they don't.
Right. So are you capable of like standing, like being on top and like going on your feet and like going
a frog?
Like a frog.
Yeah, I am. But yeah. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. My legs aren't on fire after 10 seconds. Every time I do that, I'm like, damn, I really got to use this Planet Fitness membership soon because this shit is not the wave.
You know what you
and
could do?
And then I think, you know those girls that go to the gym? They'd probably be killing it right now.
Right. You know, what you could do is you could switch positions with me in softball and you could be a catcher because being a catcher really helps to build up those strength in them legs, okay. Baby.
And are you going to run around the outfield?
No. I'm not going to do that.
So,
I'm going to stand in left field and be like, hey.
You know what I do? I just stand in left field and I'm like, please don't hit it to me. Please don't hit it to me. Please don't hit it to me.
I'll never forget
and then
that
I
one
see
day.
It come off the bat and I'm like, fuck,
it's coming.
It's coming at me.
Maybe you get in your head about that like guys do about getting hard.
What were you gonna say? You never forget the one day.
Oh, I'll never forget the one day when you're out there and you're like not catching the ball at all. And so you come in and I'm like hyping you up. I'm like, yo, Bree, I just figured out something that you could do.
Yeah, and I'm
the
like
best tip.
And I'm like, I'm having the worst game of my life. So tell me, yeah, what? What can I do? What am I doing wrong? Do I need to move in? Do I need to go back?
Yeah.
Should I be further left? Right? Like, what's going on?
And then I'm like, no, you could catch the ball, bitch. That would do us all a solid.
I was like, oh, I never thought. Duh. Why didn't I just think of that? Like, obviously, I should just catch it.
Duh. Yeah. So that was funny day. So But yeah, I don't know. I think guys need to like really figure out like, are they jerking off too much? Like, what's the deal? I don't know. Maybe they're not like thinking of the right things when you're there. It's just, it's got to stop. This epidemic is getting to be.
I just want somebody to explain to control. Us like, what could possibly be going through your head right now that makes you not want to do this.
Yeah.
That's what I want the answer to.
Right. Because you know you want to.
So like, what's he doing? You're afraid I'm going to say something about the performance or mm-hmm. I just need to know the list of reasons. I just really want to know why it happens.
Yeah. I would really like a list.
Because I'm sad to admit that it's happened to me more times than
more times than you care to admit. I told you it's an epidemic. There's more guys out there that have issues than you'd think. Mm. It's crazy. It's all about finding the ones that issues match yours. So, yeah, but that's really all we had today, guys. So thanks for tuning in. And until next week.
Praise be, bitches.